Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Dalet tonight. It's getting 34A. Lamed Dalet. I'm going to begin around, around 6 lines down. It says, Gidobar Re'iloi, Shadalai Gidol Devitu. Gidobar Re'iloi sent a get to his wife. Obviously, things are not going too well in that marriage. Azal Shlicha, Ashka Dehaviyakma Benavla. So the Shliach who's coming with the get comes and he finds the wife, and the wife is sitting weaving. Amarlo, Hagiteh, he says, I have a special gift for you. Here's your get. So Amarle, Zil Hashtamiha, I want you to leave here right now. The Talamachar, come back tomorrow. No, that's not a good time for me. We'll do this tomorrow. Azal Gabe, so the Shliach went back to the husband. But Amarle, he told him everything that had transpired. So Pavach Biamar, the husband said, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. He said, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. So Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv is when you have Besor HaTov, you hear good news. He says, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. So the issue, which is the topic tonight, is Gilui Das with the get. Gilui Das, where the husband has not explicitly revoked the get, but we think we could discern what his, you know, thinking is from things he may have said or done. So he says, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, you know, I'm so happy. So he says, Abai Amar, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, Lo Batel Gita. So Abai says, oh, fine, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, he wasn't Mevatel the get. In other words, he didn't say, I'm Mevatel this get. So he could say, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, well, he wants. He's not Mevatel the get. We'll explain in a minute. Rav Amar, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, Lo Batel Gita. Rava says, no, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. And that itself is Mevatel the get. So B'mayim Kimifladi, what's the point of dispute between Rav and Abaye on this? B'gilui Dai to B'gita Kimifladi. The machloket is, as we said, if a person exhibits his thinking, what we think is his thinking concerning the get, it says, Dabai Savar Gilui Dai to B'gita Lav Neltahi. Abaye holds, it's nothing unless you explicitly revoke the get, the get is still, everything is still alive. Rav Amar Savar Gilui Dai to B'gita Neltahi. It is something. So, the way that Rabbi Leibowitz is explaining today, he was saying that we know there's a klal that Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. I'm just thinking something, it's nothing. So the question is, he was quoting from the Tosfos Rid, what is enough to take it out of the getter, Dvarim Shebalev? So according to Abaye, if I just say a Baruch HaTov, in other words, according to Abaye, nothing short of an explicit revocation of the get is enough to take it out from Dvarim Shebalev. I have to say, I no longer want this get. So that would be the way to do it. But according to Rava, no, there are things that could take it out. It's not Dvarim Shebalev. I have a little bit of evidence, and that's enough to revoke the get. Okay, so now, who's the questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Well, this is what took place. That's what we're dealing with. This is the case before us, okay? So it would be nice if everybody asked, if everybody spoke, but that's not what happened. This is what happened. So how do we handle this? Okay, is everybody good? Okay. No, in other words, the shliach just came. He showed her the get, but he didn't give it to her. He says, I'm busy, I'll see you around. So he left. All right, let's do a little Rashi on this. Yeah, well, the person now relying in Rashi, Gidul bar Re'iloi, Benavla Oreget, Hagiteif, Ereu Lavalom Masarolas. Like you were saying, Sal, he shows the wife the get, but he doesn't give it to her. Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, Shlom Masartola. So the husband hears that, he says, I, you know, Gatsa Dankin, you didn't give the get? I'm so happy. He says, Below Batal Gita, Bimbachliachsev Masarolan Lamachar Magureshet. So the Abaya holds that the get is not Batal. And if the shliach goes the next day and delivers the get, you're divorced. It says, Gilui Dai Tashinu Chafetzo, the shliach was there. So again, Rashi's focusing on the shliach, as we discussed this previously in the Gemara, when a person is Mevatel the get. So we're taking he's Mevatel the shliach. That's the question. Am I Mevatel the shliach? So, okay, that's that piece. I'm going to go further in the Gemara unless anybody has any more questions. All right. So now, I should mention that this is one of the rare occasions. Usually, 99% of the time, we pass in like Rava. This is one of the cases, Yal Kagam, where we, the Gimel of Kagam, where we pass in like Abaye. So Rabbi Basilei was discussing this on Shabbos, but the Gemara has it, you know, coming up. So the Gemara says, where Rabbi Basilei was saying it was one of the cases, but let's see further in the Gemara. So he says, now the Gemara is going to bring a proof to each one. We're going to have one proof, ostensible proof for Rava, and two ostensible proofs for Abaye. So I'm a Rava around, 15 lines down in the Gemara. I'm a Rava, Menamin Law. So Rava says, how do I know I could bring a Raya Mukhrechet, or a Raya that he wants to bring, that Gilui Milta with the Get is Milta. It's a Dabar Chashuv. He says, Rav Sheshet, actually Gita Lahu Gavra Baal Korchai. Rav Sheshet forced the man to give a get against his will. So, sometimes they pressure somebody, maybe sometimes using even physical force, that they should issue the get. We know this is one of the cases where this famous line in the Rambam, where he says, sometimes Kofman, so I just wrote, so there's certain cases in Halacha where the man should divorce his wife, and sometimes Halacha, we force him to say, Rosa Ani, that's still considered free will. But Amar Lahu Lasade, and then the husband said to the witnesses, to the get, Hachi Amar Lahu Rav Sheshet, this is what Rav Sheshet, he's saying, this is what Rav Sheshet ostensibly said, Batel Gita, that again, it should be batel. Get should be batel. But Atzvachay Rav Sheshet Gita Achrina. And Rav Sheshet insisted that a new get be written and they issue another get. So here, the husband, having been forced to issue the get, and then the husband just says that Rav Sheshet canceled the get. And yet, that Rava takes it from this incident that Rav Sheshet was concerned for Gilui. Das with the get, that he was evincing an attempt to cancel the get, was cancel the shlichus, so he made him write a new get. So he says, Babaye, after Rav Sheshet Mabata Gita, then she have a. So Babaye asks, look, is Rav Sheshet in a position to be Mabata any get? In other words, he in the story, the husband said Rav Sheshet was canceling the get. Can Rav Sheshet cancel the get? The only one who can cancel the get is the husband. He says, you Batla. It says what had taken place is the husband had been mevatel to get in was he was mevatel to get prior to that statement. He says behind the common luhachi, the reason that he said to the aidim that Rav Sheshet said to get his batel is from dachnuye. There was these people are forcing to do things, and if he does something counter to what Rav Sheshet says, so he could face physical harm. So he to cover his tracks, he says that this is what Rav Sheshet directed. In other words, presumably it was all fabrication. Rav Sheshet never said anything like that. But then by saying the incident wasn't just that he said that and Rav Sheshet said he shouldn't have get. That he had been mevatel to get. And then to cover his tracks, he said this is what Rav Sheshet directed. Okay, let's see back in the Rashi. Amar lechu Rav Sheshet, around the eighth narrow line in Rashi. Rav Sheshet amar lechem vani shamati lebatel gita. Rav Sheshet directed you and I heard that the get should be batel. So from here, Rava deduces the reason Rav Sheshet directed the new get be issued is because it was Gilui Das from the husband. That would be a proof to Rava. He says, this we did already. He says, so the Gemara says, is Rav Sheshet in a position to be batel any get? I feel Gilui Das to Lekka. It's not even Gilui Das, whatever Rav Sheshet does. He's not saying I was Mavatel, Rav Sheshet is Mavatel. He says, no, Gilui Das means the husband is Gilui Das, not the Rav Sheshet is Gilui Das. So he says, Ihu Batli. So Abai said, no, the case was that the husband had Mavatel, if Amar had a heady lip tail. He said explicitly it should be Batel. He says, but the reason he said the story about Rav Sheshet, he was concerned these people who were like beating him at Rav Sheshet's direction. Remember, Rav Sheshet was blind. Remember, he says, "Va'omer lo, lama tamavatlo." They're saying like, "Why did you remember this get? We're going to really give it to you." So Amar lahu hachi Rav Sheshet hachi Amar lahu hachi Rav Sheshet tivakein. So he says, "This is Rav Sheshet directed." So I'm like covering myself. Okay. So again, Rava holds that Gilui Das is Milta, and he brought a proof from this incident of Sheshet. Rabbi was able to, reject the proof. All right. So any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? Yeah, so Rava wanted to say that you see that the man comes in and he says that Rav Sheshet directed that the get should be batel. And then as a result of that statement, Rav Sheshet says, you're right, you got to write a new get now. So why do you have to write a new get? So we think it's because it's Gilu Das with the husband. He's Megala Das. He doesn't want the shlichus anymore. So Abai says, no, that's not the case. The case was he was Mevatel again. And then, so it wasn't a Gilui Das. He actually was Mevatel again. The reason he said about Rav Sheshet, he didn't want them people to beat him up to a pulp. All right. Let's see back on the Gemara. Now, okay, so around 15 lines above where it gets the Y. So the Amar Abai, now we're going to have two proofs for Abaye. But Amar Abaye, Minamina Law. So Abai says, well, how do I know that Gilui Das by Get is Lav Milta? This is Minamina Law. The Rabbi Yehuda Ashley, Gitala Khatane, the Rabbi Yirmiya Biroa, that there was an incident that Rabbi Yehuda forced the son in law of Rabbi Yirmiya Biroa to issue a Get. But then the husband was Mavatel again. But he forces him, I don't know, he's got the best of there. And then the prince says, okay, I'll agree to it. He directs the get be written. And then he's Mavatel again. Tana, Ashkele, Ubitle. Then he repeats the process again. He forced him again to issue a get. And the husband directs the get be written. And then he's Mavatel again. The husband. Hadar, Tana, Ashkele, Al Korche. So finally, he forces him against his will. I don't know what they got him doing. He says, but Amar Lahu the Sade. He said, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to the Edim, Otim kari bud naihu. I want you to put like gourds in your ears. In other words, like, what do they call it? What are the things people put in their ears now? Yeah, right. Put earplugs in your ears. He says, bud naihu, uchtubale, and I want you to, you'll sign your name on the get. He's talking to daita, ilui daita, begita miltahi. So now Abai is saying, if you would assume, so in other words, I don't want you to hear anything this guy has to say, and then we'll be okay. But if you would assume that Gilu Dabdita is Milti, he says, Hachazule the Karai Batrayu. In other words, they see him, the husband running after them, motioning to them. So they understand that the husband doesn't want to get anymore. So from the fact that Rabbi Huda just said, put the earplugs in and disregard it, you can't hear anything he says. And whatever he does, so you have an intimation what he wants, but go forward with it. So it's gives love built to him. So the Gemara says for Rava, Rava's response to that is, I think I write by Trayu, the Amar Lahu, Ashurahavu Lahaya, Hikhitimishlam Tsara the Hugabra. Rava says, look, the fact that he's running after the people with the get or whatever. That could just be that he wants them to give the get, not that he's revoking the get. And it's not that evinces the intent that he's trying to revoke the get. Could be he wants them to accelerate and give the get and end the whole thing. He says, "Damalu Ashur, Havu Laya, give it right away." So that the agony of this man can be completed. So I heard. So the way Rav Leibowitz was saying today, he was quoting from the Chasam Sofer. He wanted to say that they had him sequestered, the husband sequestered, so that he shouldn't convene people to be mevatel to get. Remember, we learned in the Mishnah, even though Rabbi Gamliel was mevatel that method, remember, we learned in the Gemara, or you learned yesterday, that if you were mevatel, it's effective. But in order to avoid him being mevatel to get, they had him sequestered, and so you shouldn't do anything. So he says, I want to end this whole sequestration, give the get right away. So it's not mukrach that he was trying to mevatel to get, it could be just the opposite. Yeah, that's true. Now, all right, let's see further. Okay, now, six lines of hope where it gets wide. Well, let me see the Rashi's on this. He says, Yirmiya Bira'a Kashmo, that was his name, Tana Ashkalei, Shana Shini, Tvikafal, Tzavot, Lachtovacher. He repeated it again, and he forced him to write another get. Otivu Karibu Naihu, put like these gourds in your ears. Simu Knibat Yerek Dak shall be Luin Bosnechem. Put like a sliver of the gourd in your ears. So Tishmu Bitulo, you don't hear anything. Ashur Habulaya Hidchas Kulit Tomaher. You should do it quickly. Ashur Kamo Ashar to the Dayane. Ashar to the Dayane is like the verification from the Dayanim. In other words, like He says, "Ukol ishru chamot l'shon chizot," like get it done. Or he says, "Atu l'bitulei gita boy." I don't think with this part of this. Okay, let's see. Oh yeah, he says, "Zeshi lamadato shenachabes begerish nolalu klum gilashu." No, this is later on. Okay, let's get further in the Gemara. All right, now we're 6 lines above where it gets wide in the Gemara. Iliestris, but Amar Abaye menaminala. So again, so Abaye sought to bring a proof, but Rava deflected the proof. Bamar Abaye menaminala. Now Abaye says, where do I know that Gilui Das beget is lav miltehi? He says, the Amar lahu. This we had already. You may recall. He says, Ilawatina atlat niyomin lebegita. So a man gives a get to his wife. And he says, if I'm not back in 30 days, this get will be effective. He says, Atu Paske Mivri, he comes back on the last day, and there's a river between him and the wife. He says, and there's no ferry across the river. Amar Lahu, so he screams out to everybody, Chazudatai, Chazudatai, I'm here, see, I'm here. So I don't want her to be divorced. But Amar Shmuel, Ashmi Makya, Shmuel says, too bad, so sad. You know, he's not over the river, and that's it. She's divorced now. So that we think is proof. So the way this proof is going through Abaye, that the person is making a statement by which we could conclude that he's mevatel the get, but we're disregarding it. That's Abaye's proof. So let's see what Rava says. For Rava, 3 lines above where it gets wide. For Rava, atu atam l'bitul gita boy. Rabbi has an easy way to deflect it. Is the man coming to be mevatel get? Is that what he's saying? When I'm mevatel get, he says, he wants to fulfill the stipulation. He said, this is your get unless I'm back within 30 days. So he wants to indicate that the stipulation has not been fulfilled. In other words, he's going to be back within 30 days. He says, he wasn't able to fulfill it. In other words, so his statement is not, I'm mevatel get. His statement is, I'm here in fulfillment of the condition. So the get is not, so this is a result of that, things are different. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Atul b'shul gita boy, zesh gila b'da'ato shenachafis b'gerish nalalu, klon gila shu b'ala hafkiyan like they beat the get. You're right, he doesn't want to be divorced. But is he coming to say, I'm about to get? The human tana boy, he wants to say, I fulfilled the stipulation. In other words, I want to be mafkia l'get through fulfillment of the condition. Lamar, I said, if I'm not back within 30 days to get into get. Okay, so the way this went is that we have the topic is whether Gilui Das, but get, it's Malta here, love Malta. So Rabba holds it is Malta, and Abaye holds not. So Rava brought one proof, and Abaye was able to deflect it. And Abaye brought two proofs, and Abaye was able to deflect those proofs. Okay, any questions that comes to us on anything we did so far? Here it's not a question making it easy, making it hard. It's which way do the cards fall? In other words, we have rules in place. So have the rules been, you know, fulfilled or not. All right. So, all right. Anybody in Zoom world have any, everybody good? Kind of, how are we? A nice crowd tonight. The Zoom world people who's here. Here you go. Yeah, he is implying it, but he's not coming to say, I'm about to get. He's coming to say, hey, I fulfilled the condition. So
he screamed out, I am about to get across the river.
Yeah, if he's saying Bible get, then that would be the end of it, right? All right, I don't know. All right. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, all right. Now, let's take a look. Okay, so last narrow line, Hahu. Okay, last narrow line. Hahu da Amar Lahu ilo nasim na tlatan yomin lehebe gita. This is a situation, again, that you would get married in two stages, Erusin and Isuin. After Erusin, you need a get already. In other words, once he puts the ring on her finger, he says, Harei Mekudeshet Li. So even for the Nisuin, you want to dissolve that, you need a get. So the Nisuin would typically take place a year later. So he wants to, you know, kind of assure his Kala, I'm going to hustle with the Nisuin. So he says to her, If I don't arrange the nisuin within 30 days, this will be a get. So in other words, it's not not the most romantic. He's mekadesh the wife, gives her a get. He says, if I don't arrange the wedding in 30 days, this is a get. He says, when 30 days elapsed, Amar Lahu, he said to everyone, Hatarachna, I'm doing the best I can. You know, it's hard to make a whole big party, big banquet. I'm doing the best I can to fulfill the condition. So now the Gemara says, Lamai Nechushla. In other words, so should we be in any way concerned that the validity of the get has been impaired? In other words, Lakora, he gave her the get, and he says, if I don't arrange the nisuin in 30 days, you're divorced. And 30 days have passed. Is there any reason for us to be concerned that the get has been impaired? So let's take a little Lamai Nechushla. Imshim Onsa, well, on the one hand, there's an onus. In other words, he was trying the best he could to comply with the condition, but he just wasn't able to. Ain't onus begitten. So onus begitten doesn't do anything, right? Remember, we spoke about this a few days ago with that case with Tlatz and Yomin, where we said that there was another type of onus, which was an onus shchicha and things like that. But ain't onus begitten. If you'll say what this Gilui does, in other words, he is Megala Das, that he doesn't want the get to be a get. He doesn't say it explicitly, but he says, I'm doing my best to arrange the Nisuin, so it doesn't sound like he's interested in the get. Look to the Bai Varava. That's Talui with a Matloket between a Bai Varava. If we pass him like Gabaye, which is what we do, so Gilui Das is zero. So then he would be divorced. He would be divorced. Okay, now. On line 3, the third very wide line, Lamadalin went out. Ahu da Amar Lahu, Ilonasimna the Reshiarcha da Adar. Now, this is another marriage situation where the husband's, again, with the Erusin, but like there's still a husband and wife with Erusin, but they have to do Nisuin. So the man says to the wife, Ilonasimna the Reshiarcha da Adar, if I don't arrange the Nisuin by Rosh Chodesh Adar, Levegita, this is your get. So I'm giving you the get now. And if I don't raise these soon, but Rosh Chodesh Adar, so the Hitra Oat. Kimat Teresh Yarcha the Adar, and Rabbi Leibowitz is saying that today is Rosh Chodesh as well, a different Rosh Chodesh, but it's Rosh Chodesh. Kimat Teresh Yarcha the Adar, when Rosh Chodesh Adar came around, Amar Lahu, another Resh Yarcha the Nisan Amri, is I thought I said Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I thought I had another 30 days, and so it was a mistake, a fact. So now, the Lamai Nechushla. So should we be concerned that in any way the get has been impaired? Is there any reason that they should not be divorced? So he says, onus, maybe I'll say it's onus. He thought A and it was really B. So he thought he had another month. But A onus begin. That doesn't cut it. If I say it's about the issue of Gilui Das, that's pointed by Barabba. So it's Talu with the Smatlok between Abai and Barabba. So Rabba would say it is Gilui Das, and so it's not. And Abai says tough luck, that doesn't do anything. Okay, let's get a little Rashi on this, and then we'll go on. Okay, 6 lines from the bottom. Ilo nasivna ketav get matan la rusato amanachim. So he writes a get, and he gives it to his arusa. It does sound kind of a strange sort of situation. They just got married, and he gives her a get. He says, amanachim lo yikanes ad shloshim yom yeh get. If he doesn't do the chuppah within 30 days, this is the get. Katarachna b'tzorach yichuppah ba'anusani. This is the first case. I've been trying to arrange it. I did the best I could. I couldn't pull everything together. Ain't Tanan Onus, Rabbi Gita. The Tanan of Onus is zero begin. So that would be a good get. So now back in the Gemara. So the bottom line. I'll read it and then we'll go over each one slowly. V'hilchata Kenachman. So the Gemara says, V'hilchata Kenachman. So if you look at Rashi, 3 lines on the bottom. If you remember the Gemara we did on Daf Lamed Beis on Shabbos, remember we had before the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel, a person would convene a Bezdin, or he could convene a Bezdin, and being bought to the get in the presence of the Bezdin. He gave the get to a Shliach, but he could convene a Bezdin. So we had a machlok between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet, whether the Bezdin has to be 3 or 2. So Rav Nachman said 2. So the Gemara says, so let's see Rashi. This is enough to be invited again in front of two people. So In yesterday's daf, he had two machal coat where Rebbe was mechulik with his father, Rebbe Shlomo Gamliel. So one machlok it was, if you look on Lam Gimel and Aleph, one daf earlier, it says, 10 lines in the bottom, for about a bit low mevutal, diri Rebbe, preliminary any hold of the basal, the lohosi fal tano. So, let me see, this is the one before this or not? One said this one, let me see the one that sounds good. Yeah. So the first one is, let's say he violated Takanas from Gamliel. Gamliel says, don't be mevatal in front of the best and now. He said, but let's say a person violated that halacha, that takana. So what's the legal impact being the beetle? So Rebbe says, it is batel. He didn't follow the Chanash Rebbe Gamliel, but it is batel. Gamliel says he can't be batel it. So here, the halacha is like Rebbe. In other words, so it means that he says, that Rebbe Nachman is going to say, says, Yichuk Nachman not be batel mar halacha, Rebbe Shtayim. Rebbe Nachman says, the halacha is like Rebbe in both these halachas. This one with Rebbe. And then the second case is, five lines to the bottom. Tanarban and Amar la Sarakit Ugeli Ishti. The man says to 10 people, I want you to write a get to my wife. So one person is going to write the get and two are going to sign the get. He says, Yecholubat tells Eshlub things at every Rebbe. Rebbe says that I could be Mabatel Shlichos, the co-op of any of the 10 people, not in the presence of the other people. He says, says they have to do it, you know, only in their presence. Anyway, so the halacha there is also like Rebbe. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. Now, on the top line, on Lamedal and Amdeis, Nachmani we know is Abaye. Let's look at Rashi on this. Everybody with the top Rashi. Nachmani, Abaye. Damar, Gilui Da Tefagita, Lav Miltehi. So Abaye says that Gilui Da's Beget is Lav Miltehi. It's nothing, right? He says, Vizuhi Yachat Mi Halachot Siman Yal Tagam. This is one of the simanim in Yal Kagam, like the Yudas Yeshlam Midad, and I think one of the Eid Zomim, and then Lechi. Anyway, so Kagam, the Gimel, Zilkatuk Abaye, Benir Beinai, El Shem Shir Rabba Bar Nachmani Gidel Abaye Beito, that Rabba Bar Nachmani raised Abaye in his home, Belindo Torah taught him, Sheyeh and Tom, he was an orphan, he Sio Chem Aviv Nachmani. So according to the way Rashi's learning, his real name was Abaye. And Rabba just came the name Nachmani. He says Rabba Stam, who Rabba Bar Nachmani. In other words, he gave him his father's name. Rabba gave him Nachmani's name. But the Rav Leibowitz is quoting from, I'm trying to remember who he's quoting from, but another version is that Abaye really was, you know, Rabba's nephew. And Rabba's father was Nachmani, but Abaye was, his real name was Nachmani. And so it's like pasnish. So Rabba didn't want to go around having somebody in the household that's calling him the same name as his father. So he called him Abaye. Abaye is like from the Shon Avi. Like that's one pshat. Or another pshat is Abaye is like Rashi Tevot. Asher b'chai Yerucham Yatom is a pasuk. Like through you, the O Hashem, this mercy for the orphan. Asher b'chai Yerucham Yatom. That's Abaye. All right. Anyway, the halacha is like Abaye, or on Gilui Miltala, you know, Gilui Data Begitten is Lav Miltahi. All right. I think any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody happy? The other five? If you give me Bob and see, we'll go through them. All right, this is on Bab and Siyah Chaf Beis Amid Beis. Yal Kagam, the Rashi says, Simenei Halachot Hein, versus Yeish Lomidad Dahaka. Versus Yeish Lomidad, versus Yeish, but nobody knows about it. Does that sound, because it's not kind of Yeish? Says, then the second is, Eid Zomeim Lom Freyhu Nifsal. Is an Eid Zomeim, is he retroactively passes an Eid? So as I proved, is an Eid Zomeim, so now since the time that he had given his edus, there's all these things have taken place. So does that pass everything to Mafreya? And then Lechi Omein Me'ilav Be'erubin, Lechi that's standing, I think, on its own, Lechi in a Torah, right? Lechi Omein Me'ilav. And he says, Kiddushin Shlonim Sru Labiya. I do Kiddushin, but there's no way I could be here. And then Gilui Dat Begita. And then Mumor Okel Neveil Lahachis Pasulin in Eidur. If you're a Mumor and you're eating Neveil Lahachis, you're Pasul for Eidus. Anyway, those are the six. Anyway, let's see back in the corner. What? Chafez Amadbez in Babansiya. Now, all right, let's take a look at the next Mishnah. Everybody with me? Okay, so Manitin. So initially, when they would write Gittin, let's say a person could have more than one name. You know, people have different names. So let's say a person, had one name in one town, another name in another town. So they would just write the name, his current name. In other words, the name that we know him in the town that he's in. So Mishnah Shmo, Ushma, and the same thing with the woman. Now, Shem Iro, Shem Iro, there's a lot of different shatim on this. So either it means they would just write the name of the town where the get was written. They wouldn't write the name of the town where the get was being delivered. Or it could mean that if the name of the town had been changed over time, they would just do the way it's known now, not the way it had been known before. It's known the Pshat. So he says, King Rabbi Gamliel Zakein, he kotev ish poni v'chol shem sheishlo. So Ramlila Zakin says when you write the get, you should write that Ish Ploni and you'll say Vichumsh and every other name that he's known by. He says, Isha Ploni Vichum Shiyeshla, and this woman and every name she's known by. Now the Ramah brings down in Shulchan Aruch that you should write all the names. This is like a very it's a fancy area in Halakha. They mentioned this in the art school, but it's like there's a whole Kachma, what the names are and how to write the names. And sometimes people in halacha, you write the name of the get differently than you would than people typically write them. Like a lot of times, like the way Reb Leib takes it, when you write up a ksuba, the name should be written the way it's written in a get. So a lot of times, like in a get, you would, let's say the woman's name is Shana. So like people typically write Shana, Shin, Yud, Nun, Ayin. But in a get, you write a shin yud yud nun aleph. So sometimes you'll write up the ksuba, and maybe like the woman will say, that's not the way I spell my name, say, but this is the way we do it. In other words, it's like by shtarot, we do it differently. Anyway, there's a whole chachma, how to write different names and everything else. So let's see back in the Gemara. The English name, if the person's not so prone, I think they do use the English name. I remember one of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Yaakov Bobrovsky, this is many years ago, I remember he was in high school, he said he had a get, and he said that they had written, the guy didn't want to give the get, and they had forced him, and they wrote it, and they wrote his name Jake. And then it came out, then they finished it, and it came out that his name was really Jack. And then I remember that he said they rewrote the whole get, and to write like Jack instead of Jake, whatever. Anyway, but there's a lot. Anyway, so let's see. Who, what? Who has a lot on this is Rav Henkin. First, there's a lot in Shulchan Aruch also with the names, but Rav Henkin he has in his sefer it's a lot about the different names. What's up? Right. All right. Okay. Yosef and Yaakov, right? Like that. It'll be Yosef and Yaakov, and I think from this town, like that way. We'll see the Gemara a little bit more. Okay. Let's take a look. Let's see the Gemara. Okay. Now, all right. Let's focus. So, now it says, so here can Rambam go with Zakeh. Could have each plony the Choshem Sheishto. So Tikkun HaOlam, Rashi explains, look at Rashi, Tikkun HaOlam, so you'd see Laz al-Banem and Hasheni, Le'emor, Lo'gir Shabbat, Hasheni, Zeshmo. In other words, you don't want people to say, oh no, she wasn't really divorced, this wasn't the name. So we want all the names there. Now, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shalfu Le'ebnei Medina Hayam, you can come closer if you want, Odeb. All right. So he says, so Amar of Yudamar Shmuel, Shakhali bin Dina Yam Rabbi Gamliel. So the people in Yam, let's say people in Rome, you know, they're trying to arrange a seder again, and they send to Rabbi Gamliel in Eretz Israel, people who travel from Eretz Israel, like my example is Rome, but you get the idea. Shimon Yosef, Colonel Yochanan. In Eretz Israel, his name is Yosef. Here in Rome, we call him Yochanan. He says, Yochanan, or in Eretz Israel, his name is Yochanan. He says, Colonel Yosef. Here we call him Yosef. What's the right way? How do we write in the get? What do we do? So Aman Rami Gamliel Behitkin, Gamliel made a takana. You say this person and every name, other name that he has, Isha Ploni V'choshem She'ishla, Nitikna Olam. Amar Ravashi, who did Chazek betray Yishmei. Ravashi says, provided he's established having both names. In other words, let's say he's in Rome, so we call him in Rome, we call him Yochanan. But we know that in Eretz Israel his name was Yosef. In other words, we know that he had another name in Eretz Israel. So then when we write the get, we'll say Yochanan and every other name he's known by. So Amar Le Rabbi Abba, one second, let's wait. Amar Le Rabbi Abba, the Rabashi, Rabbi Mari, Rabbi Lazar, Kami Kvatech. So Rabbi Abba, so this Rabashi says, it's only in Chazek. And he says, the Rabbi Mari and Rabbi Lazar hold like you. Tani Kvatech, the Rabashi, we learn a price that supports Rabashi. Hayudo Shtein Hashem, Chab Yudav, Chab Galil. If a man had two wives, one in Yehuda and one in the Galil, below Shnei Shemot, and he's got two names, Echab Yehuda v'Echab Galil. He was an interesting sort of life. So in Yehuda, you know, his name is David, and he's married to Sarah. And the Galil, his name is Asher, and he's married to Rachel. Anyway, so he says, V'gireish ishto shav Yehuda, v'shmo shav Yehuda. So he decides to divorce all his wives. So the wife he has in Yehuda, he divorces with the name of Yehuda. Yet ishto shav Galil, v'shmo shav Galil. And he uses the wife in the Galil, he uses the Galil name. So the top of the Brisa says, it's not adequate. In other words, he divorces her with all his names. Now, the Brisa says, let's say he goes to a third location. He's not in Yehuda, he's not in the Galil. Let's say he's Aver on Yardane. And he uses just one of his names. He says, Migureshet. She is Migureshet. So we're saying you have to use all the names, but now we're saying if you don't use all the names, she is Migureshet. So it's like a conundrum. Let's say, now Rashi sifts the hat, helps us out with this. Look at Rashi. Migureshet. Shum Devo. Toma Kom. In that place, he wasn't established to have two names. About Yehuda, you know him, Shoshim Acher. And Yehuda, they knew he had another name. So where is this happening? More than name, I have to write more than one name. But if I don't know, one name is enough. Now, the Gemara says, he says, but you said that normally you have to use all the names. So here we can do, so there's a difference whether he's established having more than one name or not. So he's not established, we can use one name. If he's established, then we have to use all the names. Now, he to have a karula Miriam, who poured to Sarah. There was a woman that everybody would call Miriam, but some people would call her Sarah. Amri Neherdai, Samir didn't say, Miriam, Choshem Shishla. In other words, so you should write in the get, Miriam, and every name that she has, he says, below Sarah, Choshem Shishla. And it was most people call her Miriam, and the other is like minority. So I'll say, Miriam, and every name that she has. So I told you, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, you write, you know, Yitzchak and every name that he has, but the Ramah says you should write down all the names. So you write down, you know, all the what do you mean? First we want to identify, but also remember there was this concern, remember Rashi said, about Tikkun HaOlam, because in the sixth narrow line Rashi, in other words, so if this woman remarries, we don't want people to motzi laz from the children of the second husband, lomor lo girsha bala shein zishmo. At first, yeah, it wasn't good. It's not his name. So we want to have this is what the Gemara says. Now, let me read a little bit here, then we'll see further. Now, he talks about calling people up to the Torah. And so we're talking about getting here, but he's just switched out calling people to the Torah by their name. The origin to call a person in front of Leah is mentioned in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rosh. He writes that it is presumptuous for a person to go up to read the Torah without a formal request to do so. In other words, if I just walk up without being asked to go up, that's like a chutzpah. The Chuvas Abenezer observed that there were some synagogues that changed the custom of calling people to the Torah by name, and instead they called the Kohen, Levi, etc., to rise the Torah. He condemned the practice in the strongest terms and attributed the practice to those who ultimately wished to uproot the observance of halakha. Additionally, he emphasized that Jewish customs were not formed out of thin air, altomen gastu, and contain great depth and wisdom. Ironically, it is these people who need to follow the practice of calling people to the Torah by name more than those who remain committed to the customs and traditions of the Jewish people. The reason is that these types of people generally do not use their Hebrew name in the course of their daily lives. If they are not even called to the Torah by their Hebrew name, all sorts of questions arise in the event they divorce. So the name of the kid must be accurate in use. The Jewish Basin Yitzchak also addressed the issue of places which abandoned the custom of calling people to the Torah by name, and instead handed out cards informing them of the aliyah they were to receive. He cites earlier authorities who spoke strongly against changing this custom and cited numerous sources of Chazal that indicate that it is an ancient custom to call a person to the Torah by using his name. Interestingly, however, there are Sephardic communities that do not have the custom of calling people to the Torah by name and merely gesture to the person who is honored with the next aliyah. It's a little easier, I must tell you. He says, despite this fact, Poskim writes that those from Ashkenazi backgrounds may not change their custom of calling people to the Torah by their name. But I think what he's saying is that when you call the Torah by name, that establishes your name. In other words, like, so you're writing a get, so you'll use the name you call up the Torah. It doesn't mean you can have other names also, but that's the name. Like, it's people who aren't from, then you get more into, like, you know, the issue, what do we write in the get? All right. No, I don't think we do. No,
but that
we don't.
Doesn't we're... solve what you call the woman in a certain circle.
The woman's name, right? It wouldn't impact the woman. So there's different. I think there's different people do different things with that. I don't think there's one rule. Different people do different things with that. It says the mishpacha, right? The mishpacha. Let's say which mishpacha, right? That's correct. All right, now. All right, now is that a little Gilu's dice? Let me do the next Mishnah and the next piece of Gemara. And then, if we have a little time, we'll do a little more. Yeah.
Only if you're writing
to
get in one place and delivering
in another place. No. Yeah, always. Okay. All right. Now, all right, then the next Mishnah. Okay, man, Ethan. Ain't a man in the front, and it's the Yitom Mela B'Shua. So, when a mana wants to collect her ksuba, she has to take a shua that she wasn't paid for it already. The ksuba says, you know, upon the death or divorce, the husband will pay me $100,000. And now the husband's dead. So we want the $100,000, but she has to take a shua that she has not received any part of this $100,000. He says, Nimnu mila hashpia. So at a certain point in time, they became reluctant from giving the shua to the almano. Now, the Gemara, we don't know why, but the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to explain. The Gemara is going to go through Shaka Bataria. The Gemara is going to say that the almano would have an amakla. They would have a logic why they could lie on Shua. Because they're thinking that I'm working so hard for the estate, they owe me this money. In other words, she already got paid some of the money, but I'm working so hard to take care of everybody in the estate and everything, so I'm really just taking what really is really due to me. So her family, and then right. So they made it to Kana, they're not going to take any Shuas anymore. But presumably, then she can't collect on it. Now, let's take a look back on the Gemara. So, Hitin Rabbi Gamaliel Hazakain, she knew directly told me, that the woman make a netter. You remember, we had this not too long ago in Daf Yomi. Who remembers the difference between Shua and a netter? So, Shua is on the Gavra.
One is on the Gavra, one is on the Chepta.
Right. Okay. Good, very good, Fern. and the nether is on the chefza. So she'll take a nether. It could be like something like a certain type of food will be prohibited to her, anything that they want, if she has collected any money from the ksuba. So that they thought would hold it in place. So that, and then she collected ksuba. In addition to which, Adim have to sign the get. In other words, if you saw, like, in other words, let's say I hold, it's Adim Masira Karti. The Adim Masira are the ones who are really established the get. And notwithstanding that, they have to sign the get. But they tikkun olam. That's what tikkun olam. Now, the Hillel Hitkin Prisbol, they tikkun olam. It's a separate takana. Hillel established Prisbol. I think you're all familiar with Prisbol, but we'll talk more about it, though not tonight, that there's a method how you can sort of get around, you know, the release of debts in the sabbatical year. So Hillel established Prisbol as a tikkun olam. There'll be a question what exactly the Prisbol was. Okay? Now, then, no, it doesn't make a difference. Now, the Gemara says, "My yiri almana kuli amanami." So, why does the Gemara say that almana can't collect from the seitomim? Nope, he can collect from the yitomim. Let's take a shua. The kaimalana probably from the seitomim lo yipro l'shua. Behold, if a person is collecting or attempting to collect money from an estate, he has to take a shua. So the Gemara says, "Almana tzrichalei." The Tana had to specifically teach me the halacha by the Almana. It's true, everybody has to take a shua, but the Tana teaching me by the Almana, because they would have thought shemchina akilu rabbanan gaba, that in order to entice her to go forward with the marriage, that they made collection of ksuba a little easier for her. That's what I would have thought. Let's see, Rashi shemchina sheichein hanashim beinay hanashim minaselahem. Women will be eager to get married. So I would have thought that they relaxed the dinim for the alman out. He says, Kama Shalom. So Kama Shalom, not this way. All right. Now, let me just do a little bit with this. That'll be it. No. If a woman is thinking of getting married, and if she knows that she'll be able to collect the tzuba easily, that's more of an incentive for her to marry, as opposed to if she knows she's got a rougher road to go. Yeah. Say again, what? The Gemara says the top of Armalu, the woman would rather get married, but the further incentive. I said, no. All right, let's all listen. Okay, please just focus one more minute. Now, a certain man, please, I need everyone's attention. A certain man is having so much trouble at home. He packed up and left. He decided to divorce his wife, and he appointed a messenger to deliver the get. As protection against his wife's inadvertent remarriage, he accepted upon himself a cherem if he would nullify the divorce. While the messenger was on his way, Nazman met another man traveling to his wife's town. He asked this man to do a shocking thing. "Listen, I changed my mind, and I can't annul the divorce because of the cherem. So do me a favor, Timuratova. Ask the messenger I sent with the get to put off getting there and giving it until Shavuos. That way I will have time to include myself with my wife. Since one who is together with his wife after the divorce is written about, they said, I can get around the cherem." So in other words, if I'm yachid with my wife, it's like a shot. In other words, if I write the get, and then I'm alone with my wife afterwards, so the get is batel. So this way, so he took the cherem, he's not going to be batel the get. But this way I'll invalidate the get, and be everything will be good. When the messenger was approached with the husband's request by this third party, he was inclined to disregard it, since he felt that this man was not able to form a good relationship with his wife, and both would be better off after the divorce. He did wonder, however, if the husband's request in and of itself constituted an unknowing annulment in any case. After all, the husband expressed his regret at having given the get. Perhaps that was enough to invalidate it. So the husband says, "I'm not going to validate the get." But if he gives instructions to the shliach to delay giving the get, isn't that like a gilui daat? On the other hand, he had merely sent the other man to ask him to hold off delivery without actually ordering him to withhold the document. Even request alone is not a validation. When the Al-Sheikh in the 16th century, was asked this question, he ruled that the messenger can give the get. The husband's requesting instead of ordering is clearly irrelevant, as the Jewish tradition writes in another context. Hashem himself said to Abraham, "Kachna," in a language that implies a request, but is actually an order. We see the requesting is like an order. But in this case, you may give the get. One reason we'd be lenient is that the husband did not speak with you, the messenger, at all, only to another party. Although he clearly requested that you put off giving the get, in Gitla Medala we find that Gilui Dad, showing a mere desire to cancel a get, does not actually cancel it, is requesting by proxy to wait until Shavuos is not more than a Gilui Das. Anyway, the point is, Gilui Das is nothing, and that's basically what he's saying. Okay, I think it's going to be it for tonight. Let me end the recording. One second.
No.